إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. The next question among the questions that we will have to answer on the Day of Judgment, and in the Hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the feet of the son of Adam will not be able to move until he answers these questions. And the next question in that list is the question of what we did with knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. And once again we will reflect on this question today, and tomorrow we will talk more about this. What did you do with the knowledge that I gave you is what Allah will ask. And this knowledge refers to all forms of knowledge. Of course, it definitely refers to the knowledge of Islam, but it also refers to anything else that we learnt. But with specific reference to Islam, there's two parts to this question, or two parts to the answer. One is, did you practice what you knew? And the second part is, did you convey what you learnt? And we'll talk about both of these in detail tomorrow, but today, just to reflect on it and say, the question is, what did you do with the knowledge that I gave you? And that refers to practicing that knowledge yourself, and it refers to conveying that knowledge to others. And that is a very important question to remember, because as I mentioned in another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the hadith which is known as the hadith of the three, one of the people who will be thrown into the hellfire will be somebody who learned about Islam, somebody who acquired knowledge of Islam, but who did not practice it, and who conveyed it to people, but he did that without sincerity. He did that to please the people, he did that to make money, he did not do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the Day of Judgment, there will be no reward for this person. The person will be thrown in the hellfire. So let us be very clear about this issue of learning, and the issue of practicing what we learn, and the issue of conveying it to others. Now obviously, the more you know, the more you have responsibility, but that does not mean that the solution for this is not to remain ignorant. Because acquiring of knowledge is not only for conveying to others, but first and most importantly, it is to practice it ourselves. Unless we have knowledge, we cannot practice the deen. This is a deen which is based on knowledge. It's not a deen which is based on superstition and on stories and baseless beliefs. It's a deen which is based on actual knowledge. If you want to do your salah properly, you have to know about salah. You have to know what you need to do in salah. You have to know what invalidates the salah. You have to know how to prepare for salah. You have to know all of these things. All the ahkam regarding salah. What is the fard? What are the arkan? What is the rukun of salah? And so on and so on and so forth. So these are very important things which either completely invalidate your salah if you don't know them, or if you do the wrong thing. Or even if they don't invalidate the salah, there are things which can destroy the quality of the salah, even though the salah might still be valid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to decide finally whether salah is valid or not valid. So yeah, it's not for us to pronounce judgment. But at the same time, knowledge is required. This is only one example. So therefore, for us to acquire knowledge, at least, how much knowledge to acquire? At least enough for us to practice our ibadat, and enough for whichever state that you are in. Meaning, whatever stage of life that you are in. For example, if you are somebody who is, 12 years old, then you need not know the ahkam relating to marriage, because you are not getting married at this age. But when you are ready to get married, then the knowledge concerning the requirements of marriage becomes critical for you. It's absolutely essential for you to acquire that knowledge. It's not just a question of going and getting married, and so on. You must know what is marriage in Islam. What are my duties? What are my responsibilities? Right? What are my hukuk? What are my rights? What am I supposed to do? What am I not supposed to do? All of this becomes important at that stage. Before that stage, it is not required. Right? Similarly, if the ahkam of zakat, for example, if you are not earning and you have no savings, then whether or not you know about zakat, it is not haram to know about zakat, you can certainly still find out. But even if you don't find out, it's okay because you are not paying zakat. But the moment you start earning and you start saving, then zakat is becomes farz on you. At that point in time, you absolutely must know about zakat because you have to pay the zakat. You should know how much, what are the things on which zakat is liable, on which thing zakat is not liable, how much of zakat for which and so on. All of this becomes important. So also with business, for example, if you are not yet into business, then you need not know the ahkam relating to business. But once you get ready to go into business, then you must know. If you are working for somebody as an employee, what are my duties and responsibilities, what are my rights? As an employer, what are my duties, what are my rights? If I am working on my own, I am neither an employee nor an employer, I am self-employed, still I have some duties and rights, still I have some responsibilities. All of this becomes important. So, acquiring of knowledge is absolutely critical, but as I mentioned, it doesn't end with just acquiring the knowledge. Moment you acquire the knowledge, then two other things become important, and that's the question: what did you do with that knowledge? Did you practice it, or did you not practice it? And did you convey it, or did you not convey it? And that is why today I will leave it with this and say that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to do what is pleasing to Him and ensure that we practice whatever we learn, and then we reflect on this, and tomorrow inshallah we will look at this going forward and see what next comes in this. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.